Hi, and a very good Friday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. A wet end to the work week. That is quite an understatement, as we've been tracking some pretty heavy rains and batches of them, in fact, making their way up from the south and west into the WAMC listening area. Basically, what we have going on, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, with a cold front that is slowly but surely sort of lumbering its way through New York State, a warm front well off to our east, we are in this unstable air mass, and on the instability, again, you can feel that as you step outside with all the humidity in place, and with that cold front making an advance from the west, enough energy around and enough couple of little pockets of energy in the mid and upper levels of the atmosphere helping to get some of that moisture up into the atmosphere and throwing it back at us in the form of some locally heavy rain. The heaviest rains so far this morning have been falling from the Hudson River Valley and points off to the east. Got a couple of emails this morning from one of our weather watchers in Williamstown, and she has already reported over an inch and a half of rain, and it's coming down in buckets, some embedded thunder there. And then yet another weather watcher up in North Creek, up in northwestern Warren County, coming in with just 0.06 of an inch of rain. Our National Grid First Warning Cam site, which is up into portions of Lake George, that is where we're going to be talking about only 0.01 of an inch of rain there so far. But again, we're going to continue to deal with some pockets of some heavier rain as we head deeper into this morning and into this afternoon. The good thing is that everything is progressing to the east. So although there is a flash flood watch that is in effect for a good chunk of the WAMC listening area, at least as at the moment, we're not dealing with what we call training, where a bunch of cells go over one another and right over the same area repeatedly. That is where you can really run into trouble, where you're going to be racking up 3, 4, 5 inches of rain. Not only that, some of the terrain will help to aid in the lift. So where you can see places like into the Catskills and the Berkshires and even the southern Adirondacks, as that moisture runs into those mountains and gets up a little bit higher in the atmosphere, that can help to enhance the rainfall locally. And that's another thing that could provide some flash flooding. So this is something that we'll be tracking as we head through this morning and into this afternoon. But again, there is an easterly component to this rain. So that's a good thing, is that everything is trying to push its way out. It's going to take its time in doing so. And the progression as we head through the day is we're going to go from a steadier and heavier rain, more of a widespread type deal, ratchet things down to some scattered showers as we head later on into this afternoon. Now, some of those showers will be heavy at times as well, but as we kind of decrease the coverage, we decrease some of the risk for the flash flooding. And then as we head deeper into the night tonight, we're going to kick all the rain out of here, and that will set the stage for a beautiful weekend. So let's get into the forecast a little bit more detail. Again, steadier and heavier, more widespread rain this morning, gradually being ratcheted down to scattered showers. Again, some of those still heavy, though, this afternoon, but progressing to the east is what the general trend for all of this activity will be as we head through the day today. By the way, if it matters, high temperatures will make their way up into the middle and upper 70s. As we head into the night tonight, the last of the rains will be moving out. The clouds will start to clear out as well as the front finally clears the area. Some drier and some cooler air will be filtering in behind it. So you'll notice a big drop in the humidity, especially as we head through the day tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, by the way, a pretty healthy breeze out of the northwest will aid in drying things out. It's going to look and feel like a different planet out there with lower humidity, lots of sunshine, and again, that pretty good breeze out of the northwest. So tonight, overnight lows will fall down into the upper 50s to mid 60s across the WAMC listening area. And despite starting off in some spots tomorrow in the 60s, everybody's going to stay in the 70s for highs. Again, with some of that cooler and drier air coming in from the northwest on the heels of a rather gusty wind from time to time in the afternoon. We're going to lose the wind for Sunday, and as a result of that, it'll be a cooler start to the day with temperatures bottoming out Saturday night, Sunday morning into the mid-50s. Rolling into our Sunday, that's when we're going to continue to see the sunshine but less wind. Just about a picture-perfect day with temperatures topping out in the mid and upper 70s once again. And then getting into the day on Monday, we'll briefly kiss 80 degrees as some milder air starts to stream in aloft. It'll bring some clouds with it later in the day here on your Monday. And then some showers will follow suit getting into the day here on Tuesday. And then beyond that, basically getting rid of the rain Tuesday will bring us right back into another beautiful little stretch of weather. Back to sunshine we go with temperatures making their way up into the mid and upper 70s. And again, by the time we get into the middle and end of next week, we're going to be talking about the middle of August, and evidence not really supportive of us getting into any real big warm air. One of the models, specifically the GFS, that is the so-called American model, is hinting at a bit of a pattern change and kind of lifting this trough that we've been underneath for the last couple of weeks, lifting that more toward Canada, which would open the door up for us to see some more heat and humidity in here. You know, again, more like a typical type of a summer deal. But the European model is not indicating that at all. It kind of keeps us in this troughy pattern. So something that we'll keep an eye on. Personally, I could use another day or two of 90 degrees. I might be in the minority on that. But as we roll into the middle of August, we will see what happens. And, of course, we'll keep you posted. That's it for now. Stay as dry as you can this morning. And, again, look forward to what will be a beautiful weekend. I'll update your forecast again just after noon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Have a great morning.